GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today we're diving into some head-spinning developments in the crypto space that highlight a mix of tradition and innovation, audacity and, well, some misadventure. Let's break it down. First up, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority has decided to cut through the noise of 36 eager applicants and award its inaugural stablecoin licenses to two heavyweights, HSBC and Anchor Point Financial, the latter being a fascinating concoction of Standard Chartered, Hong Kong Telecom, and Animoca brands. This move signals a powerful message from the HKMA that it's looking for stability and credibility by placing bets on institutions that already have the Hong Kong dollar in their safes. It's a classic case of meet the new boss, same as the old boss, except now they get to print digital dollars. For those keeping score, this is like giving the keys to the digital kingdom to those who already own the physical one. The HKMA's decision might feel like a consolidation of power, but the upside is a potentially quicker path to trust and adoption for the digital HKD. For developers and builders, this means more opportunities to work with established systems, but don't hold your breath for radical innovation here. It's more about compliance and interoperability. On a completely different note, we have a story that flips the script on traditional Wall Street gatekeeping. BitGet's launch of IPO Prime is shaking up how and when retail investors can access pre-IPO opportunities. The debut offering, pre-SPACs, is linked to SpaceX's post-IPO valuation. With SpaceX shooting for the stars, literally and financially, under a potentially record-breaking $1.75 trillion valuation, retail investors get to taste the forbidden fruit before the suits on Wall Street do. If you're wondering how this is possible, thank the power of tokenization. It's akin to turning a tux-only Wall Street gala into a crypto Woodstock. This kind of innovation can democratize access to financial products, but also comes with its own set of risks. For the crypto-conscious developer, this is an opportunity to build platforms that can handle complex financial instruments responsibly. Lastly, we can't skip the chaos unfolding at World Liberty Financial, Trump's DeFi brainchild. In a plot twist that even the best writers would struggle to concoct, WLFI borrowed $75 million from Dolomite, a platform helmed by its own CTO. It's a fascinating case of borrowing from the left hand to pay the right, and it's gone about as well as you'd expect. The market has responded by hammering the token down to a near all-time low of 8 cents, a 82% nosedive from its peak. Let's be honest, the project is circling the drain faster than most cryptos can recover from a tweet. For developers and investors, the lesson here is clear. If the team behind the project is playing fast and loose with internal finances, it's probably wise to stay far away. Transparency and decentralization are supposed to be the cornerstones of DeFi, but when these principles are sacrificed for quick financing, everyone else ends up paying the price. So, what's the key takeaway for crypto jobs and builders? In one corner, the HKMA's nod to big banks signals a stable yet conventional path for those interested in regulated digital currencies. Meanwhile, BitGet's leap into pre-IPO trading offers a sandbox for creative fintech developers to explore new financial frontiers. And the WLFI debacle? A stark reminder that solid governance and transparent practices aren't optional. They're essential if you want your project to survive beyond a few hype cycles. That's all for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.